Yeah, we've been asking people to text in throughout the show what their important decisions in life have been. It comes off the back of some new research that's been done by Dr. Adrian Camilleri from UTS in Sydney, who asked a couple hundred adults what their biggest life decisions are, and then it's dug into sort of what makes something a big decision and what makes us regret certain things and not regret other things and how to avoid regret in our big decisions. If you would like to text in, we're giving away a double pass to Sea Monsters, the Sea Monsters exhibition at Queensland Museum to one of the people who text in. We'll do a random draw after the show. So you've got 25 minutes to text in still. That number is 0420626733, and we'll announce it on our Facebook page. The winner, 0420626733. Text in with your big life decision, something that you look back on as a big moment in your life. But while you do that, Max, do you want to roll this interview we had with Dr. Adrian Camilleri? So I'm speaking with Dr. Adrian Camilleri, a senior lecturer in marketing at UTS. You're a marketing psychologist by trade, Adrian. You usually deal with some of life's smallest questions, dealing with individual decisions consumers make, things people buy, why they buy them. But for this research, you've shifted into something a little bigger. Can you explain why you made such a big shift in what you were looking at?
Well, g'day there. Thanks for having me on, first of all. I guess a few years ago, I found myself making a number of what I thought were pretty big life decisions. So I moved to a different country, took up a new job, got married, bought a house. And I was just looking back at my research and also a lot of the research that existed. None of that was really helping me. And these are pretty big decisions, and they're ones that you make fairly infrequently. So it doesn't give you much opportunity really to learn from your mistakes. But these are, in many cases, pretty common decisions, so I thought maybe I could learn from the experience of others, and so basically started a project where I asked people to tell me about their 10 biggest past big life decisions, and also to predict some of their big future decisions.
Yeah, and when you're looking at such big questions like this, you took an approach of surveying people and asking them as questions. Like you said, you got 600 or so adults, and you wanted to use them to figure out some answers to these questions of what drives people's biggest decisions. What are people's biggest decisions when they look back at their life? How do you actually go about doing that when you've got this cohort of people? What sort of questions do you have to ask them to get at these answers?
Yeah, so I was really keen to figure out some kind of categorization system for locating all of the varied decisions that people report. And so before I ran the study that ended up having about 500 or 600 people, I ran a few pilot studies where I got people just to tell me about the biggest decisions with no suggestions or prompts, and then I tried to categorize those, and I came up with about 9 of what I might call super categories, and then 58 different subcategories. So, for example, there are career-related decisions, education-related decisions, family-related decisions. And so my goal with choosing the group of people to survey was I wanted a diversity in age, so the sample ranges from 20 all the way up to 80 years old, with an even gender split. And I asked people to tell me about their biggest decisions, but I prompted them with a list of this 58 different possibilities. There are obviously options to include other decisions. And then for every decision that was described, I asked a number of follow-up questions. So tell me about the factors behind that decision. So how much advice did you seek? Was it based more on intuition or more analytics? So there were a number of other follow-up questions that I thought were also important.
And you mentioned this survey. I'm assuming that was that done online in the days of COVID?
Yes, this survey was done online. In fact, the respondents were actually in America.
But you have made it available, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I put the survey up at a website, 10biggestdecisions.com, and people who are interested can go there and take the survey, but there's also a section on the website where they can explore the results themselves. So all of the data that gets collected immediately gets turned around, and people can see some interesting summary statistics. Obviously, you don't see anybody's individual decisions, you just see some aggregated graphs.
And it's probably probably a good time just to mention, when you're talking about the results being available online, this is the Science Show, so we'll just quickly clarify that this data hasn't been published as of yet. So usual sort of caveats of, it's not peer-reviewed. If you would like to have a look at that survey and or have a look at the results, we'll post that on our Facebook page after the show. I want to get into some of the results now, Adrian. What did people say were those biggest life decisions, those categories you were talking about? Which ones hit home with people?
Yeah, so I guess there's two different dimensions we can think about this question on, which is firstly, which big decisions are mentioned most often? And then we can also think about which of the big decisions get rated as most important. So in terms of the most common big decisions, they're ones that you can probably expect. So starting a new job, getting married, pursuing a degree, having a child, relocating, buying a home. So those are sort of the top six or seven that really stood out. And in terms of the decisions that get rated as most important, most significant when they occur, these are much less common. But when they did happen, these got put right at the top of the list. So these include ending a life. This might be, for example, aborting an unborn child, or potentially there are unwell family members, perhaps parents, who are on life support. The individual is responsible for ending.
So there's a big split there, you're saying, between there were some things that have a big impact on people's lives or a moderate impact and occur widely, but then there's a small set of things that will maybe not affect everyone in everyone's life, but when they do come around, they have an impact that stands up head and shoulders above the typical things we go through in life.
Yeah, and I guess you might say the biggest decisions are the ones that are sort of maximum on both of those two dimensions, most commonly rated, and when they do get rated, they're rated high, and those would be getting married and having a child. So those would be my two top picks for biggest life decisions.
Sure. And, you know, when we talk about life decisions, obviously we start thinking about the good life decisions, but also the negative life decisions and the things that didn't quite go our way in life and that we have regrets about when we look back in retrospect. How many of those life decisions you looked at were dealing with those negative consequences, things that people regretted later on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the categories, I mentioned that there were nine. One of the categories was called self-destruction decisions. So these include starting an addiction, engaging in self-harm. So those were clearly stood out as decisions that were perceived as negative in retrospect. But more broadly, there's other research, not that I did, but other researchers have looked at what kinds of decisions lead to regret. So obviously regret is this feeling of you wish you'd done something different, and it's a negative emotion. And so inaction, the not doing something, tends to attract more feelings of regret than actually engaging in something. So a lot of the decisions that I learned about were people engaging in decisions to get married or to have a child, but about 20 to 25% of the decisions that people mentioned were to not do something, so to not take that job, to not have children. And the other academic research that's been published suggests that inaction, so not doing something, can often lead to more feelings of regret.
Yeah, we're talking about these big life decisions, but these life decisions, when we come across them, they're not sort of, even if they do end up having these regretful outcomes, they're not things we can avoid. These life decisions, like taking a new job, you know, when it gets offered and having to choose between taking it, not taking it, the life decision of moving, the life decision of getting married or having a child, things you were talking about before, they're unavoidable things quite often that hit us in life. So if we can't avoid these life decisions, and we don't really want to be avoiding a lot of these life decisions, how can we at least try and avoid the negative side, the regretful side of life decisions?
Yeah, so a lot of these decisions people will face often repeatedly during their life. And so I guess the first piece of advice I have is to be prepared. You know, a lot of these decisions are predictable, and a lot of my research is showing which decisions are most likely to occur. So being prepared and having spoken to those who have been before might give you some strategy for going about that decision when it comes across your plate. But there are some other strategies that researchers have uncovered that reduce feelings of regret. So one of those is people often regret decisions that are harder to justify. And so when you look back on a decision in retrospect, you kind kind of wonder yourself, why did I actually do that? So definitely recommend those making a big life decision, maybe it's a tough choice, to maybe go ahead and write down exactly the reasons that you're using to make the decision. And so even if the decision turns out to have a negative or bad outcome, at least you can tell yourself, you know, at the time, given what I knew, I made a good decision, so that might reduce feelings of regret.
Well, Adrian, thank you for joining us. It has been amazing to talk about this research that you've done. And of course, everyone is always interested in learning about these life decisions and what they can try and do to avoid feelings of regret later in life. And I wish you all the best with the future research and hope that those responses come in and you can keep building on this work.
Thank you very much.
Hey!